Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Orchestras large and small will be on this program. We'll hear the Chamber Symphony of Ellen Taef Zwillich, followed by Concerto for Orchestra, a piece for large forces by Gratzina Batsevich. Then we'll hear Journeys of Nancy van de Veit, a piece played by a group larger than a sinfonietta but smaller than a full-sized symphony orchestra. We'll start with Ellen Zwillich. Born in 1939, she was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in music. As a child, she studied piano, trumpet, and violin. For a number of years, she was an active violinist in the New York freelance scene, and she was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra during the music directorship of Leopold Stokowski and beyond. She began composing at age 10. She studied at Florida State University, where she now teaches. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, having studied there with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. In recent years, Zwillich has received commissions and performances from virtually every major American orchestra. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall for a number of years, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. Now, a chamber orchestra is just like a regular orchestra, but smaller. Typically, it has two members of each of the woodwind and brass families instead of three or four, and a smaller number of string players than a full-sized orchestra. The Chamber Symphony of Ellen Zwillich was commissioned by the Boston Musica Viva and its director, Richard Pitman. The work is a single movement which evolves from the initial material. The composer says that the most significant formal process in the piece is the development of long lines from shorter ideas. The character transformation that occurs in the course of thematic and motivic evolution is also of formal importance. In chamber symphony, the orchestration also contributes to the shape and meaning of the work. I sought to exploit the solo capabilities of each instrument and to contrast that with the use of doublings and other devices to achieve an almost orchestral sound. The composer continues, "For me, however, the ultimate meaning of this chamber symphony is in connection with the fact that it was written not long after the sudden death of my husband, violinist Joseph Zwillich." Let's listen to it now. I think you'll hear that connection with loss in this quiet and deeply felt piece composed in 1979. Thank you.